Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1-1 swung on, hit deep to center. On the run is Páez. He's looking up, and he won't get it. It's gone. And Kyle Schwarber with his third home run of the night. He's gone to left. He's gone to right. And now he goes to center. It's 9-4 Phillies.
What a night for the Phillies. What a night for Kyle Schwarber, which means, of course, beers on Kyle today. Yards Brewing. Download the app. Hugh Douglas, Phillies win last night. And really, they won primarily because of Kyle Schwarber. We gave some credit earlier to Johan Rojas coming in, right, helping with the catch, up with some good at-bats. He got on base. I thought Tyler Phillips was, he grinded through that game, and he showed some guts out there because the defense wasn't good behind him early. But Hugh, last night was about Kyle Schwarber. We keep saying this. When the top of the order hits, they're going to get back on track.
Yeah.
And he didn't just hit last night. He drove in seven runs. I mean, yeah. three home runs last night.
He got tired of it going the way it was going, and he said, I'm about to do something about this.
Well, he's on fire right now. And, Hugh, it's beyond just him being on fire. It's the season he's really put together here because remember last year we had all those conversations about how he's hitting under 200 and he shouldn't be the leadoff guy. You know what his batting average is this season? It's 261. He's really changed his game. I mean, he still hits for power. I don't know if he's going to get to 40 home runs this year. But he's hitting .261. His on-base percentage is .390. He's really had, I think this is his best year as a Philly, Hugh. He has been probably their most consistent offensive player the whole year. Because Bryce has had ups and downs. Trey got hurt, has had ups and downs. Schwarber's been like that constant for them the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't changed much, man. But when you talk about, like, the catalyst, like, there is truth to that. But I think in most people's eyes, they look at Bryce. Bryce is the guy that on any given night, granted, he didn't have a great night last night, but on any given night, he's going to be looked at as the guy that's going to get the team going.
So here's what I think about that. I mean, I think most people would probably say, and we'll find out, actually, we could talk about it right now. If people... Actually, I think most people, if you ask them, who's the Phillies MVP? It's just going to be like a reflex. People would say Bryce Harper. I mean, he's been a guy we've talked about as the National League MVP. He's won two actual National League MVPs. But I believe their most valuable player is Kyle Schwarber. He's the most consistent offensive player they have. He's the one right now. He has 27 homers and a .390 on base. There's only three other players in baseball that have matching numbers or better in those categories. Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto. It's pretty remarkable the kind of season he's having right now. I think it's his best one as a Philly. Hugh, I believe that Harper's their best player. You might call Trey Turner their X factor, because when he gets super hot, it obviously makes their offense even better. And they have some really important players. But Hugh, I really believe their MVP is Kyle Schwarber. It just feels to me as he goes, they go. You know, you go back to some of the postseasons in recent years. As he goes, they go. I think about the home run he hit against the Padres and Yu Darvish all those years ago. There's a lot there. I believe Schwarber is their MVP. All right, 215-592-9494.
94 WIP breaking news.
What do we got, Tucker?
After 11 seasons in the NFL, Nick Foles has officially announced his retirement from football.
We got an announcement from Nick Foles?
We do. We have an announcement video. I haven't gone through it yet.
All right, we'll get to that. How about that? Nick Foles putting up... I mean, he's kind of been, retired for a few years, it feels like. Did Nick Foles actually play in the league at all last year? I don't think he did, right? Because we talked about him last summer as a potential backup quarterback. So congratulations to Nick Foles. 11 years in the NFL, officially retired, and... I would not be surprised, Hugh, now that he's out of the league, if the Eagles retire number 9.
No, they...
They should.
Well, Josh Sweat said they weren't giving out number 9.
I know.
No, I thought, like, you know what's funny? When you were saying that, I was like, you know, he retires an Eagle. I thought that's what you were about to say. I didn't think retired a number. I don't know. It's a possibility. He has a statue. So, I mean, it's not... I don't think you're saying anything that's far-fetched. When you talk about Eagles lore. I know that my Twitter feed about to blow up now. People thinking I'm saying disrespectful stuff about Foles. I'm not. I'm just being practical in my thinking when I think about what he has accomplished.
So would you retire the number? I would. I'd retire number 9.
You know, there was something to be said. Like, I do recall when they were talking about retiring 20. I remember Mr. Lurie saying something about nobody ever wear it again or something like that.
Sometimes they do it like the soft retirement where they don't give it out anymore. Because they haven't given out 9 since Foles left.
Okay, so yeah, maybe there's something to that.
But there is a difference between that and putting it up in the stadium, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a difference there and putting it up at Lincoln Financial Field. 215-592-9494. We'll play the Nick Foles retirement here in a second for you as he announces his retirement. He's my favorite Eagle quarterback. He's the one that brought the Super Bowl here, and I loved watching him play, especially for whatever reason in this uniform. Nick Foles was just better. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, where one player could bounce around the league, but in this spot, in this uniform, he was better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, man, and that's the relationship. Oh yeah, it's on the internet now. That's the relationship that he has here, and that's the relationship that you need when you have a quarterback. Like a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
Doug pushed all the right buttons. There's no question about that. Him and Nick Foles and Doug's relationship on that run was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. It was. And he got the best out of him. And Nick had some great moments 2013, but that run was the best of Nick Foles. Congratulations, Nick Foles. We'll get you the retirement speech here, or at least his announcement in just a couple minutes. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to chew on today. Sirianni hurts. Who is under more pressure this season? I believe it is Nick Sirianni. Hugh believes it's actually Jalen Hurts because the Eagles could look to get another quarterback or move on if he's not as good as we want him to be this season. Would you agree that Kyle Schwarber is the team MVP? So where do you come down on this, Hugh? Is he the MVP or is it Bryce? Because
you're living in the moment, and I respect
that. No, I don't think I am.
I mean, there's been moments, but...
Well, okay. Obviously, I'm saying this off of a 3-home run game.
Yeah, that was huge, and you needed that last.
But if you look at the totality of the season, he's almost caught Bryce. So his batting average is .261. Bryce is .274. They're almost even. He has a better on base. His slugging percentage is pretty similar. He has more home runs. He has more runs batted in. He scored more runs. Like Bryce's slump, now added to this hot streak by Schwarber. Their numbers are pretty even now. It's not like Bryce has had a remarkably better season when you had the whole thing together.
Yeah, but part of the reason why I'm hedging a little bit, Joe, is because of the aura that is Bryce Harper and what he's been. Like, and part of it, I'm not going to lie, has to do with last year. A lot of the time we were on Bryce Harper watch for the Fashionista. Not so much this year, or I haven't seen it that much this year. But last year with the cowboy boots, the overalls and things like that, he's a big part. Like every week there was something new that he was bringing to the table that got people excited as far as his wardrobe was concerned. I think that has a lot to do with it. When I think of MVP and the catalyst and the guy that everybody looks at, I'm going to stay with Bryce.
I'm staying with Bryce. I think Bryce is their face of the team. I think he's the best player on the team. But I think their leader and their most valuable player is actually Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9494. All right, can we hear the Nick Foles retirement announcement here? We'll get back to your phone calls here in a second on all this kind of stuff. So Nick Foles officially retiring from the NFL after, what was it? Is this 11 seasons? He was drafted 2012. Here's Nick Foles making the announcement that he is officially retired from the NFL.
It's crazy to be in this moment looking at this camera, officially announcing my retirement from the NFL. From the first day I was born, my dad put a football in my hand. He must have known something because that became a dream of mine since I've been a kid to play in the NFL, and I will be forever grateful for that. It's been such a special privilege to play for Philadelphia, St. Louis, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Chicago, and Indianapolis. To the fans of the NFL around the world, thank you for making the game so special. Y'all are the ones that bring the energy in the stadiums. Thank you. Specifically, thank you to the Philadelphia Eagles fans. Thank you for all your support from 2012 when I was drafted to 2017 when I came back. You truly made playing in Philadelphia the most special experience in my football career. To all the coaches I had in my...
I have a question. Did you put the dramatic music behind
it? No, he did that himself.
That was there.
That's a lot.
That adds to it.
Yeah, it does. Because there's somebody out there right now. Yeah, there's some people... out there right now crying.
I mean, there's some heartstrings being pulled
out. Yes, and it's going to be a lot of, which it should be, not hating, but it's going to be a lot of, we appreciate you, Nick Foles, and people are going to be crying, and it's going to be a lot of folks
well,
in their feelings.
You know when it officially will happen to the point you're talking about? September 16th, the home opener against the Falcons, the Eagles will officially, or he'll officially retire as an Eagle that day. So he's going to be here for that game.
Oh, yeah, people are going to go crazy.
You know, I need the highlights of when he threw the ball off of Keanu Neal's knee in the divisional round against
what
the
about
Falcons.
The home opener in 2018, where they played the Falcons on Thursday night?
They did. They've had a lot of Falcons memories with Nick Foles. So Nick Foles officially retiring after last year felt like was the last chance he had, and I wanted him as the backup last summer, and it didn't happen. I got two quick Nick Foles things.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In terms of stats that always blow me away. Hugh, do you know Nick Foles still after all these years with Carson Wentz having a good run, Donovan, Jalen? Nick Foles has the highest passer rating in the history of the Eagles. Higher than Jalen, higher than Wentz, higher than Donovan, higher than Randall, higher than any quarterback that's ever played here.
Small sample size.
It's not really.
Kind of.
No, it's probably just as many games as Wentz. Close to it.
Okay, Wentz. I give you Wentz, but not Donovan and Randall.
No, Donovan definitely. I mean, Donovan's played more games at quarterback than anybody. Yeah. But it's not that small of a sample.
And again, people, because I don't.
What
like
a hater.
These Wentz,
unbelievable.
Because I don't feel like y'all coming at me today because I'm not in the mood because you're gonna get the horns. But it's like Nick Foles caught lightning in a bottle, and he was special here. No doubt about it. No doubt about that, man. No doubt about it. And he had a run in that playoffs where, man, he was money. He was easy money sniper.
He also had 2013 as a starter here.
Yeah,
he was a pro bowler, and he did have 7 touchdowns in the game. The other one, and this might be my favorite Nick Foles stat, in the NFL history, so this is NFL history, he has the highest completion percentage in the history of the playoffs of any quarterback that has ever played.
And man, he balled out, man.
And it wasn't just the one run, because he played well the next time, too. Well enough to get them to the divisional round, and they almost beat the New Orleans Saints. Nick Foles, higher postseason completion percentage, Tucker Bagley, than, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or any of those guys.
It's just weird, isn't it? And he caught lightning in a bottle, but he did it a few times.
I know.
Like, he did, 27-2 in 2013, the run in 2017, and then 2018 when they seemed, kind of left for dead. They went to Los Angeles, they beat the Rams, they beat the Texans, I think, December 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve, and took him on another run. Well, like, it's just,
yeah,
it's so weird for a guy to have, he didn't have the pedigree, he wasn't a first-round pick, he's never really handed the starting job here, was ripped away from him a couple times, was always just himself in big moments. The moment was never too big for him.
Yeah, I think the part about him, Hugh, that was always so interesting is when he got hot, it wasn't just hot. It was like Hall of Fame level good for very brief.
He balled.
So
man. I can't deny that. He did ball out.
The run Tucker mentioned in 2018 when Wentz was out for the season with the back and he came back in. I think the last game of that year, they needed to win to make the playoffs. They were playing Washington down in Washington. I think he had 25 straight completions at one point in the game.
He went 28 for 33 that day.
He was unbelievable. I mean, when he was good, he was unbelievable. Nick Foles officially retiring. The news just came out. 215-592-9494. All right, everything on the table here. Sirianni hurts, more pressure this year. You can react to the Nick Foles retirement news. I believe the team should retire his jersey. And is Kyle Schwarber the Phillies MVP? Are you ready to say it? Always a lot of conversation around Kyle Schwarber. Is he the team's MVP? I believe he is. And, of course, we have ourselves Hughes Clues to give away a pair of great prizes. David in Westchester. David. Hey, David.
Hey, gentlemen. Joe, you're going to have to change the name of your fantasy football team now that he's retired. You can't bring back Foles.
Long live Foles. That's what I'll make of that.
All right.
Retire number nine. Should they retire number nine, David?
They should absolutely retire.
Tell Hugh
nine,
Douglas, David. Retire number nine.
And you got to retire. If you retire nine, you got to retire 54. How's that?
You can't retire 54.
But Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is wearing it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, they can retire after Jeremiah Trotter's done.
Well, he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, he just started.
Yeah.
He got some time. He got time. But, I got where you're going, though. We got you.
Yeah, you got me, Hugh, right?
Yeah.
I always have to back. I don't want them horns. As far as the Phillies go, man, like these West Coast scripts they're horrible. I mean, I've been staying up to watch a game and had to call off from work today just because I'm so tired. But thank God they are finally back. I mean, I'm excited about it again. You know, they got me going again. They got the blood pumping, and you know, I'm just like, this is great. You know, this last month was just the worst month of the summer. You know, it was hot and they weren't winning. And, you know, I think now they're back and they're going to be on track. So,
yeah, I mean, David, the crazy part is that they went that bad month there and they sandwiched it with series wins over the Dodgers. They swept them here and then they beat them out there and then they couldn't beat anybody else in between.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's not a team in the National League that they cannot beat. I think they can take on all comers there. What I'm still worried about is there's one or two teams in American League that they can't beat, and that's who they're going to be facing, you know, at the end of the season, and that has me a little worried.
Yeah, so I don't feel that way. I don't view anyone in the AL that way. Obviously, the Yankees had their way with them a couple weeks ago, but I think they could beat anybody, David. Now, some of those teams like the Orioles and Yankees are very good, and they'd be challenges in the World Series for sure. But I don't look at them as unbeatable. David, I'll say this about the Dodgers, though. I know the Phillies won 5 out of 6. That Dodger team, next time we see them, is going to be a little different. They'll have Mookie Betts back. They'll have the guy they just traded for from St. Louis, Max Muncy. They'll be tougher in October than they were the last month or so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and every team in October is actually even tougher.
Sure.
You know, just everybody plays up, so, yeah. But I'm excited going forward here, you know, again.
Well, look, they turned it back on when they had to. David, we appreciate the phone call. And this is a fun series this week because this weekend they're in Arizona starting tonight, Hugh, for a 4-game series. So a little rematch of last year's NLCS.
Yeah, but I think historically they don't really do well in Arizona.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
No,
well, they got to change that. Got to change that.
Yeah, hopefully Garrett Stubbs doesn't talk about the pool this week.
No,
yeah.
Probably not.
And the Diamondbacks are playing very well. 215-592-9494. So the Nick Foles retirement just came down. I believe Schwarber is the MVP of this Phillies team. Can we hear Schwarber last night after the game? Schwarber after the game talking to the TV booth after 3 home runs and this team finally getting a series victory.
Great win, great series win. Phillips, you know, went out there and grinded out for another inning for us, and that was big. And kept them there 4-1. And, you know, we were lucky to go out there and felt like the
Chili Willie.
Man.
Chili Willie. That's Chili Willie.
Chili Willie.
felt like, obviously with Hazy going down real hot, did a really good job stepping in there. Was ready to rock and roll in the game, and felt like it was a really good team effort there all the way.
Well, it was. And shouting out, I'm glad he did that, too. He shouted out the 2 unsung heroes of that game last night. Tyler Phillips for getting through those middle innings and your guy, Johan, for the contribution.
Yeah, it's a team effort, man. And you know, I hear where you're coming from when you talk about the leader on the team or the MVP. That's what leaders do, man. And Kyle Schwarber, the whole time that he's been here, every time that he's talked, he's always talked about camaraderie and how, you know, it's different now than it was when he got into the league. And how it's always about, you know, helping the young guys out and things of that nature. So, yeah, shout out to him for that.
Well, it was a great night for him. He shouted out those guys. And it does feel like the Phillies. I thought it on Monday, but, you know, you really – a lot of people needed to see a series victory before they felt the Phillies were back. Well, they get one over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy June, man.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, here's what's going on. Hugh Douglas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, listen, don't be grumpy today. You're about to get your crab dip tomorrow at Chesapeake Inn. You know, let me take care of you with that big old bowl of crab dip again. So you be happy. Be happy, Hugh, today, all right?
I am happy.
Be happy, Hugh.
I am happy, but I got to be real.
The truth. Yeah, Nick Foles should have his jersey retired by the Eagles.
I don't know, man. Like, listen, all right, Hugh, I like Nick Foles. I like Nick Foles, but I don't know. I know when he did something we ain't done in a long time. I get that. I don't know about
that. And not in a long time, ever.
Yeah, you're right, ever.
Help me out here, Hugh. Walk over to Nick. Go pick that wet blanket up off him, all right? Let that man have his moment, all right?
I'm definitely going to let him have his moment. It was just asked to me on the air when
I'm
talking to the radio.
You seem non-committal about number nine getting retired.
No, I'm just saying, man. I'm just like sometimes I have to be the voice of reason, even if it makes people
reason. You know, here's what we're going to do. Chris, just hold on a second. Tucker, can you queue up for our next segment? We got to play some highlights from the Super Bowl. We got to get some Nick. Nick, we need to let Hugh hear what Nick Foles did. No. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, just a lot of shade throwing going on right there by Mr. Douglas. You know, I don't know. You don't want Nicky's number up in the rafters next to him.
Nick's going to be a Hall of Famer, no question about that.
Oh, he's an Eagles Hall of Famer for sure.
And he'll definitely be at the alumni dinner.
On the Eagles, man, you know, here's my take on the whole Wink thing. You know, here's what I feel like with the whole Wink thing with Jalen. I don't think Wink's going to be reaching out to Jalen because I think Wink was up in his feelings, and the reason why he threw Jalen under the bus is because, listen, he didn't get the job. Fangio got the job. He was applying for that same position, and I feel like it was his way of being like, oh, you want to give it to somebody else? Yeah, I'm going to share some of the secrets with the media about, you know, the problems going on over here in this here place. You don't want to hire me. I feel like that's what he was doing. He's kind of like Hugh Douglas and, like, throwing a little bit of shade on the Eagles. You know what I mean?
Chris, I didn't even think about that angle. He was talked about as a candidate here. Obviously, they went with Fangio.
So he was in his feelings.
Well, yeah. I mean, because he's the only one, Chris, that put his name to the record in that story.
And, of course, because he wanted to know where it came from. He was like, oh, you want to hire that cat over me? Okay, yo, make sure you publish my name. You tell them where this came from. So that's kind of how I feel on it. Guys, let's talk about our Phillies real quick here because I know you're probably up against it. Dude, listen, bookend Dodgers series wins. We could put this all to rest. Our team is back. Dude, watching them last night, I got that. I told you the night before, I got that feeling. They're locked in again. The bullpen settled back down. Everybody settled back down. And Joe, you're a smart Phillies man because I jotted down in my little talking points for our phone call, Schwarber MVP, and what did you say about 10 minutes ago?
Schwarber is the Phillies MVP.
You watch. Here's what's going to happen. Hugh, he's going to be the MVP for the season because you know why? I feel like June didn't really hit this year. June's hitting in August. It's going to be hot August. If that happens, we're going to look back at the end of August and go, ooh, man, he is getting ready to go on a hair. So I'll take it, though. If Bryce wants to fight him for it and they want to go mano-a-mano all through the month of August and roll into the playoffs with it, out trying to slug each other, knock your socks off, man. I'll sit back, get my popcorn, and watch the show.
Oh, so, I can't wait. Chris, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues. What do you got?
Tony Dungy.
That's a good guess, Chris. That's not it, but a good guess. Are we?
Real good guess.
So we got a pair of good guesses there. Dick Vermeil, Tony Dungy. First clue for Hugh's Clues today, a Super Bowl winning NFL coach. 215-592-9494. That is the number. Yes, I believe Kyle Schwarber is the Phillies MVP. In fact, I think we're at the point now where Schwarber's going to get actual NL MVP votes. I mean, Otani's the overwhelming favorite. We talked about the idea of Bryce a few weeks ago, you know, being in that mix. He's obviously fallen back.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, at this rate, Schwarber's going to be on those ballots and get MVP votes. Schwarber, the Phillies MVP. Hurt Sirianni, who's under more pressure this year. And, yes, let's open up the conversation. Should the Eagles retire Nick Foles' number nine? It's a 1,000% yes for me. Hugh Douglas seems a little noncommittal on this. Not ready to say.
I'm being noncommittal about a whole lot of stuff.
I want to see nine retired. Put number nine up in the rafters. Nick Foles, should the Eagles retire his jersey? If you just hopped in, They have Nick Foles had the announcement this morning. He is retiring from the NFL. The Eagles are going to honor him. He'll retire as an Eagle officially on September 16th, the home opener, your real home opener, against the Atlanta Falcons. Yes, I want number 9 retired. 215-592-9494. We come back, your calls, a second clue for Hughes Clues, and we'll play some Nick Foles highlights. Remember the greatness of when Foles was at his best as an Eagle, right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs all summer long? Here's a helpful hint from me, Hugh Douglas. Try sliders with Hatfield Recipe Essentials. Ground pork and sausage with a variety of delicious flavors. There's something for everyone. Craving a spicy kick? I'm telling you, that chorizo, it is really, really good. But if you want an Asian flair, sesame soy ginger might be the way to go for you. For a taste of Italy, you got two choices. You got sweet or you got hot Italian. Or just keep it simple, people, with the simple classic ground pork. Make your summer sizzle with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor. Find your favorite flavor with Hatfield.